We're talking with John Riles, Midwest Farm Shows, and of course, they put on a couple of shows right here in the state of Oklahoma, the Tulsa show each year. But right now, we're at the Oklahoma City Farm Show, and gosh, John, time passes quickly. This is, what, the 18th Oklahoma City Farm Show?
Yeah, it is the 18th Oklahoma City Farm Show, and it's just nice. We're kicking off today. Got started about 9 a.m. this morning and already have a nice traffic flow in here, so it's been a good start.
Now, this show's evolved. Obviously, you've moved in just a few years ago to this brand new facility still. Bennett Event Center gives you an opportunity to have a lot of your exhibitors, the majority of them, right under one roof.
Yeah, they've made a lot of great improvements here at the OKC Fairgrounds. And the Bennett Event Center really allows us to house all of our indoor exhibits in one building. And then we have outdoor exhibits out in front of the building as well. So whereas in the past, people had to migrate from different buildings throughout the fairgrounds here, it's nice that we have it all under one roof.
You've got a whole set of shows that you operate across the country, north of us primarily. How do the shows in Oklahoma, the Tulsa and the Oklahoma City show, differ from your other shows?
Yeah, you know, we kind of started out more as an upper Midwest farm show business. And so we run shows in Illinois, South Dakota, Iowa. We kind of kick off our indoor shows just after Thanksgiving in Iowa. And the northern shows are a lot of row crop farming, a little bit less than the cattle side of things. We get down here in Oklahoma, it's a lot of fun. We get a lot of the wheat farming, obviously, and then a lot of the ranching, and the cattle folks are out here as well. So it's a nice mix for us. We love coming down here and doing both of these shows, both the Tulsa show in December and this show every year in April.
As you know, when you look at the kind of the 30,000 foot view of folks that are coming to your shows, say, compared to, say, 5 or 10 years ago, what's the difference in the crowd now versus, say, a decade ago?
You know, I think for this show, you know, we continue to have kind of the wheat farming. I think the livestock crew has really come in here and done a lot of nice things with the show. So there's a lot of folks in here. And then we have a lot of people that are, you know, maybe landowners or hobby farmers hobby ranchers, that sort of thing. So we get a lot of those folks in here as well. So it's a great mix. A lot of people have been coming here for many, many years. They stop by and tell us that. So it's nice to see familiar faces. We've got about 330, 340 exhibitors in here this year, so it's a nice breadth of equipment and products and services on display.
Right, and you know, this kind of kicks off your season, doesn't it, as far as your lineup of shows for the year?
Well, which way you look at it. I mean, we do get a little break through the summer here, so in April, and then it'll kind of kick off in the fall when we kind of get into the upper Midwest shows. But we're happy to get down here where it's a little bit warmer this time of year, and we're looking forward to summer. We're looking forward to you guys getting some more rain down here, and hearing a lot about the drought and how that complicates things. So really hoping for some good weather for the folks here in Oklahoma.
When you start, you know, talking to vendors and, you know, what are they interested in? How do they judge the value of a show like this to their bottom line?
You know, it's obviously about bringing in people, but it's not just all having a big crowd. It's kind of having the right crowd. And, you know, a lot of these exhibitors are, you know, if they're focused in the livestock equipment, then that's who they want to see walking through the door. So, you know, the last couple of years have been difficult running this show with the pandemic and those sorts of things. But interestingly, I've had people come up and say that last year at this show as a vendor was the best year they've ever had and the best show they've ever done. So kind of interesting where the crowds were a little bit lighter, just naturally, but that the right people here were buying from those folks. So we listen to what people are talking about. We're trying to bring in people in a radius of, you know, a couple hours around Oklahoma City. So we're kind of communicating the message to those folks that this is a great event to come into. It's convenient. We got plenty of free parking here. It's free entry to get into the show. So we hope to see a lot of people from here, from outstate Oklahoma.
Right. And, you know, as you mentioned, the opening day, we've got a couple more days to go. And so traditionally, your Thursday may be a little light of a crowd, but it seems like it builds consistently, or you're constantly to the end of the show.
Yeah, you know, usually the busiest day here is actually the Saturday, I think. But the Friday is always a solid day for exhibitors. You know, Saturdays, I think we get a lot of people that are just kind of enjoy, want to come out to the show and take part in some of the entertainment. But yeah, this is a great kickoff to the day. And we got started at 9 a.m. We have free coffee and rolls until 10 a.m. for the early birds that get out here. We got a show bucks drawing, $1,000 in show bucks that anybody can sign up for. We do that drawing at 1 o'clock. We got some Rusty Ryerson here playing some country western music. So that's nice to maybe, if it's a lot of walking out here, so it's a place to sit down and get a little bit of entertainment. So yeah, it's been a great kickoff.
Okay. One of the things kind of unique, I think, for your compared to your, maybe your Midwest agriculture, you know, your crop shows that yep. are more crop dominated, are those cattle shoot demonstrations. You've got that both Tulsa as well as here in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, we've got seven cattle shoots lined up with live cattle, and so they're running them through, operating each of the individual shoots each day. That's at 10:15 and 1 o'clock each day. And those who attend actually are in a drawing to win a $500 gift certificate towards the purchase of a cattle shoot from any of the vendors on display. So if you're in the market for a cattle shoot, this is a great opportunity to compare them, see them worked with live cattle and some experienced handlers, and also to win something, a little price off of the purchase of that shoot.